here from out of state? No. Okay. I feel very alone. I've been married for about a year and 2 months, and this is my first time leaving my wife at home, going somewhere else. But it's great to be here. I love the energy of this town. Everyone's like, oh, are you from Peoria? No, Bellingham, Washington. But it is a very similar town from what I can tell. It's also a college town. It's about 30,000 less people than here, and has a similar vibe going on. So it's great to be here. Love seeing new places in the United States. I want to tell you about the book that changed my life. I was 16 years old. I was very socially awkward. I say was as if that's no longer a problem, but. And it was no surprise that I was socially awkward. The main two things in my life were debate in high school and computer programming. I was basically destined to be awkward, okay? And at this time, I picked up this book called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. How many people have read that book? Lots and lots of people here. It was a huge bestseller, huge hit. And for some of you, it may have been just a book on your shelf, something that you flip through, cool. But for me, it was absolutely shattering my worldview. I realized so many things about the way that I interacted with people were wrong. And this single book was one of my first nonfiction self-help books. It completely changed my perspective on how to interact with people. And I realized something very important that day. It was this. You can read books and you can glean people's wisdom from their books. So you can get ahead in life by reading people's books, getting their wisdom, and as you mature, as you grow, you start to apply that wisdom to your life, and it can make a huge impact. Right? So at 16 years old, I realized that I could get ahead by reading books. So I just went on a tear of self-help books. I'm sure a lot of you have done the same thing. I was just talking to Troy Alexander earlier today. He introduced himself to me. He was talking about how he did the same thing. He was working something 80 hours a week and barely paying the bills. And then he started reading self-help books and eventually was replacing one job at a time. Can we just acknowledge the name Troy Alexander? I mean, that's auspicious if you ask me. If I could invest on people just based on their name, I'd be like, all my money down, Troy Alexander. That guy is gonna do great things. So what I want you to get out of this is that writing a book can distill your wisdom into a form that other people can glean from. And it's an extremely powerful way to pass your knowledge on. Now, I want you to think about a book that might have had a big impact on your own life. Think about that book. Now think about the author. Whether you know much about that author or not, you probably consider them an expert, right? You consider them an expert in their topic. Well, I consider Dale Carnegie an expert on influence and people. But I don't know anything about Dale Carnegie. All I know is he wrote this book, and it was a bestseller, and it changed my life. But I consider him an expert, automatically. And that's what's so powerful about writing a book. You become the expert in that topic. So it's one of the fastest ways to catapult yourself up the ranks when you're on Google, anywhere that people search for you. You wrote a book, you become the expert on that topic. Now, this is kind of counterintuitive advice, right? Because we've been told for years, we're telling our kids, don't write a book. I mean, do you want to live at home for the rest of your life? Because I don't want you, right? I don't want you to. I do want you, but not you to live at home. Anyway, so writing is not seen as this big thing that you can get successful doing. But there is a way to make writing work for you. Now, I'm not here today to say that you should necessarily write your own book by hand. That's something that you could do, but a lot of people are not equipped with the ability to do that, and they could learn, but it would take years and years of practice. The founder and CEO of this company, Caleb, read 50 books on writing before he wrote his own bestseller. 50 books. So it does take a long time to learn that skill. And that's what Speak It to Book is doing for people. We are writing their books, taking their ideas, and turning them into books so that they can continue going out there and influencing. I mean, people like Kim, she is an incredibly successful, busy person. She's going to get that purple jet one day. And You know, maybe you have the time to write a book and you can carve that out, or maybe you want to take the time and work with a company that will be able to do that for you, experts in the field who know exactly what it takes to make a bestseller. Now, are you all familiar with the term ghostwriting? Raise your hand if you are. Okay. Most people are. Now raise your hand if you have a positive association with the word ghostwriting. Ooh, tough audience here. So ghostwriting, some people think, isn't that kind of cheating? Someone's writing my words for me. Well, if you're writing fiction, I mean, maybe there's that kind of perception because, well, what's the point if it's not even your creativity that came up with this? But if you're writing nonfiction, it's not about who actually write down the words. It's about who has the ideas and the wisdom that gets into that book. The fact is, not many people have the ability to write a bestseller. It's just a very difficult skill to acquire, even if they could be speakers, even if they have all the wisdom in the world. But that knowledge can become a book. If you look at the bestseller list for nonfiction, there are some estimates that say up to 50% of those books are ghostwritten, or at least they worked with a ghostwriter to get those done. And it makes sense, right? These people are so busy, there's no way that they can take 6 months of their life to write down their story. You have Donald Trump with The Art of the Deal, that's ghostwritten. Francis Chan, who wrote Crazy Love, that's ghostwritten. They just took his sermon series and turned it into a book. What's his name? Max Lucado. Max Lucado has 70 plus published books. 20 of them he wrote himself, and then he decided, I don't have time to keep writing these books. I'm going to have a ghostwriter help me out. It's still his knowledge, still his wisdom. He's still a respected author, but he didn't write all of those books. So ghostwriting is a very accepted way to get your nonfiction ideas into a book. Now, I want to talk to you about the chances of succeeding with a book, because a lot of people have this idea that, well, there are millions of published books each year. How am I supposed to break through that noise? Well, if you think about it, blogs are the same way. Did you know that about 5 million blog posts are published every single day on WordPress? 5 million. And yet, we don't hesitate to start our own blogs. My sister, Karina, she is a mom of 3 children, going on 4 now, and she became a successful blogger who's earning as much as her husband in 3 years. She's a mommy blogger. She writes about fashion for busy, stressed out moms. 3 years it took her to build it from zero to making as much as her husband. And that's in a crowded space. There's plenty of mommy bloggers writing about fashion, but she was able to find a way because it's all about the execution of the idea, not the idea itself. If you're able to do the right things, to use the right tactics, you can get there as well. So it's really not about the chances, it's all about your execution on the idea. And we figured out some excellent ways to make sure that books are successful. And the first thing that we acknowledge is that books are not about selling copies. They're about establishing relationships. Books are not about selling copies, they're about establishing relationships. When you write a book, you might think, well, I want to sell as many copies as possible so I can get my money back. It's actually not about selling a bunch of copies. You're not going to make that much money from selling copies. What you will make money from is the relationships that you build as a result of the people who see your book or who read your book. Just the fact that you're an author makes you stand out from the rest of the crowd. One of our authors, John Hawkins, his book is on the table back there. He wrote this book, Expect Greatness. And within 90 days of publishing his book, he made $90,000 from it. And that's not from book sales, definitely not. It's from all of the relationships he gained. He was able to take that to top-level companies. He's an executive coach, and it was perfect for him because he could say, here's my book, read this, call me when you want me to coach your leaders. And it was an easy sell for him as a result. He was able to get on stage because of his book, etc. So he was able to leverage that book as an incredibly successful marketing tool. But writing books isn't just about that success and prestige and the ability to use it to boost your own business or your legacy. it's also just about writing down your wisdom and letting it carry on for generations. I was talking to Gary, I believe, from the water booth over there. He was telling me about his, was it your great-grandfather, great-great, who wrote this book about immigrating to the United States. This is 1849, around that time, around the time of the gold rush. And his incredible story of moving across the United States, making his own fortune with gold, etc. And it stuck out to me that Gary still has a copy of this book that was handwritten today, several generations down. Imagine your book being passed down to your children, your children's children, their children, and your story continues to be told for generations. Now, everyone who is a marketing guru will get up and say, this is the best technique in the world, right? They're gonna say, this is the technique, this is the only way, come work with me. So I want to establish a little bit about who I am so that you understand where I'm coming from on this, because I wasn't always interested in writing books and what they could do for you in terms of marketing. I started marketing when I was around 4 years old. This is a picture of me. Not sure if you can read it, but it says, for 25 cents, I'll give away my toys that I don't want anymore. And I actually have two payment options. 25 cents or presents, Stripe or PayPal. My grandma was my only customer. She lived next door and came up. She took my wagon for 25 cents and then gave me my wagon back. A little scam artist over here. I would also go to my parents' house and I would take all this, go to my parents' house, I live there. I would take all this stuff from the shelves, whatever, little knickknacks, and put it on this table with a toy cash register. Then I would beg my family to buy the things back for me. So I always had this in me. I took this weird detour in my teen years where I was into computer programming, and that was interesting. But after that, I returned to marketing because I liked people, not computers as much. And I love computers, but people are a lot better. That reminds me of Napoleon Dynamite. I love technology. Anyway. So I have lived and breathed marketing for pretty much my whole life. At 14 years old, I got my first job. It was a desk job at data entry for a company called FaithLife. They make Logos Bible software. You might have heard of it. It's a Bible study software. So at 14 years old, I was sitting at this desk, the accounting department was right over there, and I was just doing basic data entry. Within 6 months, I was done with that project, and they said, well, you know, let's keep you around. There's some things you can do. So I became sort of a marketing assistant for the Spanish department. And for a few years, I was learning all kinds of techniques. I was using Excel. I was doing video editing. I was learning HTML code. And I was getting all of these skills at a really young age, and I was able to see what worked and what didn't as I worked with other people who were in marketing. Now, at 18 years old, I thought, I want to write my own copy. I want to do my own marketing, because I was just an assistant for the Spanish department. I wasn't fluent in Spanish, so I couldn't write the copy. I could only read it. So I decided to transfer over to the email department on the English side. So I interviewed there, 10-minute interview. They thought I was cute. They said, okay, come on over, we'll try you out. And within a year, I was absolutely flourishing in that department. We did this contest. We had 11 people in the email department. We did a contest to see who could send an email to 2,000 people and make the most money. So I put my thinking hat on. I was able to come up with an email that made $14,000 from 2,000 people. My boss came in second at $2,000. I literally destroyed everyone else. And they were like, "What? How did you do it?" I used all of the psychology techniques that I had been reading about and learning about in public speaking. I used targeting techniques to make sure I was talking to the right people. All of these things compiled, and I was able to be successful from that. So over the years, I've tried so many marketing techniques. I've built my own business called Potent Speaking. I was really convinced I wanted to be a public speaking coach for a long time. But what I've landed upon right now is working in marketing, because that's what I've always lived and breathed at the end of the day. I love helping people to build their businesses. and I have all of the knowledge it takes to do that. With that said, when I joined Caleb at Speak to Book, I ran into him at church. He said, "Gio, I've seen the marketing stuff that you're doing. I need someone to help me out. I'm tired, I'm stressed out, I'm doing too much marketing myself. Will you help me out?" So I started with Caleb, not knowing where this was going, and it has been one of the best decisions of my life. Caleb has provided such a sense of purpose working for Speak to Book. The kinds of things that we do for authors, the dreams that we make come true, it's incredible, and it's impossible for me to be grateful enough, really, for the opportunity. But Caleb taught me all of the techniques that he had learned from being an author himself. And I'm going to get to Caleb a little bit later because I want you to know more about him. And he was telling me, "Gio, this is the techniques that I've used. These are the traditional techniques that the traditional publishers will help you with. But this is what I've learned is actually the best way." So I tried out his techniques. We built a funnel together. A funnel is just basically a marketing page where you try to lead people down a path to purchase your product. And I was shocked at the results. By giving away a free online mini book at the beginning, then upselling to a book right afterwards, and then to a larger product, we were able to make back our money from advertising immediately and then build this huge email list of people who were interested in Sermon to Book at the time, which is a sister company of Speak It to Book. I was shocked at the results. I had never seen such an easy way to actually get back your ad spend and also build your business at the same time. It's really difficult to do that. And so I learned very quickly that this was a super effective technique. And one of the reasons it's so effective is that books have a physical presence. At Faith Life, our boss, the CEO, has a bookshelf that he has selected books to be on. And we have this program where you can read books from that bookshelf in exchange for cash, up to a limit of $200 a year. And this was one of the books that was on that bookshelf. I read this book. Halfway through, I realized it's really a sales pitch for their company, Optimizely, which helps with A/B testing. And what I realized is this is an extremely effective book because it taught me things, it was useful, I thought it was a good book, and it showed me that Optimizely is one of the leaders in their category. So in my mind and in my coworkers' minds, this was a endorsed book by our CEO that was talking about this company, Optimizely, and also teaching you how to A/B test. It was genius. And I didn't even realize the power of that when I read it. But now I see why it was so important for them to have that. I want to talk a little bit about John Hawkins, who I mentioned earlier. John is like 6'5", 6'6". He's a massive guy, huge personality, huge heart for others. John talked to me and kind of changed my life. He said, "Gio, what do you want to do?" And I said, "I want to speak for a living. I want to go travel, speak, travel the world." And he said, "Okay, by what date do you want to be full-time speaking?" And I thought, and I said, 2 years from now, maybe I'll go part-time speaking." And he said, "Pick a date. Pick a date, Gio." He did not let me weasel out of that question. I couldn't pick a date. And that's the day I realized I don't want to speak for a living. So that was fun. Thanks a lot, John. This guy is no BS. Can I say that? Bologna sandwich? John tells it to you straight. So he writes this book, Expect Greatness. As I said, he made $90,000 in 90 days. He got to speak to a bike gang, which I would tell you the whole story, but no one tells it quite like John. And he just made so many relationships and met so many people through this book. It was incredible. It was the perfect example of what an author can do if they leverage their book correctly. John is so excited about what we did for him that he has decided to go speaking with us. And so if it hadn't been for a scheduling conflict, he actually would have been speaking here. You got gypped. I'm sorry. But John is one of my favorite examples because he really used it to its maximum potential. we gave him the tool, the book, we wrote it for him, we did some marketing for him, but he ultimately used it to build those relationships. Now, none of this would be possible if the books that we were writing were not quality, right? You need to make sure that it's a quality book, that it's not gonna make you look dumb, it's gonna actually have a beautiful cover, it's people are gonna wanna read it, and when they read it, they're gonna learn something, right? So how do we build these books for people? The process that we use to write books can be used by anyone. So if you're listening to this and you're saying, no way am I gonna pay for someone to write my book, that's totally fine. Maybe you won't ever write a book, but these techniques can be used to write your own book. So I want you to listen, as if you're not already. The first thing we do is we talk to them about the ideas that they wanna write into their book. We talk about their topic, and we actually do an interview. We record them via audio, and we have them speak to us. And we have these interviewers that will ask questions to draw out the knowledge in them. This is important because oftentimes you get writer's block if you're sitting in front of a computer and you feel like you have to type something really profound, right? But if you're just talking about your life experience, if you're telling us your stories, if you're saying, yeah, I've learned this from that, and I met this guy, he said this, and I learned to do this, and this worked, and that didn't. Eventually, you have enough information there to write a book. So by recording the audio of just talking, we're able to get enough information to ghostwrite the book for them. So using audio, talking instead of just writing, is an incredible way to get that book out of you. I sent this logo to our designer from Speak It to Book to talk about your idea, and we'll turn it into a book because it's a lot more accurate. He didn't like it, unfortunately. But I think that this is the idea here. Instead of just instead of a dictating service, we're not a transcription and dictating service, we're actually doing a dialogue and we're talking with you about it. And it's a really easy way to draw out that book. Our authors love this process. One of our authors even said that it was 10 times better than writing her book herself, because for her, it was impossible to actually get the words on the page. But when she was just talking to someone about it, she was able to get that book out really quickly. I also want to share this author. We just published her in January. We just launched her book. And we were so encouraged to see this picture. She had gone out to a bookstore and talked to them, and she did a book signing. And this is what it's all about. She's able to influence this lady's life and her kid, and she's going out there, she's getting exposure for her business, and she's able to make an impact on people's lives, something that she never would have dreamed of being able to do. She had always wanted to be an author, but she never had the time or the expertise to make it happen. And so we were so excited to work with Elizabeth because she has been a model of what our ideal clients should be. So if you're thinking about writing a book, and you're thinking about having a book written for you, what does it take? What's the investment here? The price for our base package is $30,000 or 10 monthly payments of $3,000. And the reason we do that is because not only do we write the book, but we also market it for you. Our book marketing services are something that we have developed over the years to be exceptional. And I want to talk to you about the guy that is behind this all, Caleb Breaking. It's going to look as if he bribed me to write these things about him and to talk about him, but no, he's a very humble guy. He wouldn't do that. I just like to brag about Caleb because he's just an incredible human being. And you're right, Kim. I don't want to be Caleb. I want to be Giovanni, but I'm inspired by Caleb. So Caleb is currently in another conference right now. He is accepting a 2-comma club award from ClickFunnels, which basically means he made over $1 million on that platform alone. So he's over there accepting that award. But Caleb is a writer through and through. At an early age, he decided that he wanted to write a book. And he became so impassioned with this idea that, as I said, he read 50 books before he ever wrote his first. These are the books that he's written, Called to Stay, Dating Like Airplanes, and The String. I read the first two before I ever worked with Caleb. Just through our church, I heard about it and I read these books. and there were great books. But what you don't see behind these nice-looking Amazon pages with their ratings and, you know, the praise for the book is the amount of effort that Caleb had to go through to get these out and marketed. Caleb will tell you that he was completely burnt out after writing his first book. He finished the book, he hands it to the publisher, and he realizes for the first time that the publisher owns his book, not him. He doesn't have rights to it. If he wanted to actually own his book, he would need to buy it back from the publisher. So the publisher owns his book. The publisher tells him what to do. They say, hey, go market your book. You know, these are the techniques that work. They're not going to put their own money behind it because he doesn't have this huge existing audience. They're not going to take the risk on him. So they put all the work on him. He spent that year going, trying to get on radio, podcasts. He spoke at conferences. He just did the whole author thing. And by the end of that year, his marriage was suffering, and he was suffering because it was absolutely taxing. His second book comes out, and he didn't even have the energy to market it anymore. He was done. This third book he just recently published. He also did it through traditional publishing. It's an actual fiction book, and it was just a dream of his to have a traditionally published fiction book. So he kind of did it because he could. But again, he had the same experience, just the deadlines on writing it. They were telling him, got to get it now, got to get it by this date. It was absolutely taxing on him and his wife and his marriage. Caleb is a family guy. He loves his wife, he loves his dog, he loves God, and he loves his companies. And Caleb will tell you that working with traditional publishers was one of the worst experiences of his life. And that is why he decided to build Sermon to Book and Speak It to Book, which are sister companies, because he wanted a way out. He wanted something for authors to be able to write books without the burnout, to actually experience success guaranteed, something that would take away that risk and the pain in writing a book. And that's what he built with Speak It to Book. And I'm so excited about what he's built because for me, it has provided an excellent place to work that I'm excited to work for every day. Everyone works remote from home, and we are an extremely tight-knit team, even though many of us have never met in person. We do a yearly summit at Caleb's home, and that's an incredible experience getting to meet the people that you actually work with. But let me tell you just how tight-knit this team is. Just 2 days ago, one of my coworkers, Debbie, she posted on the company forum tool called Basecamp. She said, look, I'm really struggling. One of my close friends just died earlier this month. My grandma, who I've been close to all my life, she just got placed on hospice care. I just got the call. I'm kind of falling apart here. Pray for me. Within 24 hours of that announcement, we had raised enough money for her to get a ticket, get a hotel, pay for meals, rental car, everything. And this weekend, she's going to see her grandmother one last time before she passes away. It was something that she didn't have the resources to do. And she was convinced in her mind she was not going to be able to see her grandmother before she passed away. But I had remembered the pain that my wife went through when she was not able to see her grandmother before she passed away. And I thought, I can't let this happen to someone just because they don't have the money to do it. I mean, come on. And so we worked together. We raised the money for her. And I've never met her in person. Most of the team members have never met her in person. But we're a tight-knit team. And that speaks to the quality of leadership from Caleb. Because Caleb has built a community, not just a team. Even though we're really good at what we do, we are effective. We haven't lost the heart. We like to work with people who are the same. So let's talk about what it would take for you to join and work with us. We are looking for people of high integrity. We're a Christian company. That doesn't mean we only work with Christians, but we want people of high moral integrity. We want people who we can be proud of writing books for. That's first. Second, we want people who will do the work. Yes, we do a lot of the work for you. I like to call it we can do it, you can help, unlike Home Depot. But at the end of the day, if someone just takes their book and says, great, I have a book, and then does nothing with it, nothing's going to happen. They're going to get some Amazon reviews, a few calls from people, that's it. But if they're able to use that book to build their business, establish their legacy, then that can work. So I talked a little bit about our investment, $30,000. Sounds like a lot until you start to see the benefits of what you can do with that. If you are a business owner, for example, there's no better way to establish yourself as an expert in that field than to write your book. Who agrees? Raise your hand if you think Kim should write a book. Kim needs to write a freaking book. Like, seriously. And I don't know if that's going to be you writing it, us writing it for you, whatever it takes. I think you should write a book. There are a lot of people in this room who should write a book. I met Dean earlier. I think he should write a book. There's all these people in this room that have the expertise, have knowledge in something that they can turn into a book. And it's going to be something that will profit for years to come because you're able to build those relationships with it. Now, if you move forward with us and purchase our services after this conference, doesn't have to be today. I'm not actually taking payment information today. If you do move forward with us, then you will get a couple bonuses. One is that you'll get your audiobook for free. This is something that we usually charge $5,000 for, but it's for free if you come from this conference. And second of all, we're going to give you 100 printed copies of your book for free as well. We normally only give a few. And so those are some bonuses for this conference because we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to move forward with us. Also, if you pay up front, it's a $2,000 discount from the normal fee. The second option for you, if you have already written a book or you're not ready to get into that kind of investment, is the do-it-yourself course that we just started recording. We are having Caleb record videos. We have 20 videos so far, just recording videos about everything that we do. We've outlined our entire process, and we're just basically giving away all of our secrets, saying this is exactly what you need to do to write your book, to market your book. We go through everything. And so that is available for $5,000, or again, we can do monthly payment for that as well. And that's going to be coming out in the future. It's going to be double the price once it's out, but we want to get some people in for feedback early on. A few things about it. You'll get access to 2 Facebook Lives from Caleb in addition to the actual recorded videos, so you can ask him questions and interact. You'll get put in a private Facebook group where you can interact with people, like-minded people who are also authors, and you will be able to see more videos from me. I saved the best for last. Not everyone at once. I lost the slides. Oh, yes. So our book launch marketing process. These are a few of the books that we launched recently. And as you can see, it says number one new release, number one new release. We make sure to get this screenshot. This is really important for us. So all of the books that we're writing, we're launching on Amazon with the practices that we've learned to make sure that it gets number one in its category. And we also make a press release and media kit for you. So we designed this beautifully so that you can pass this on and get speaking engagements. You can get on radio, podcasts, whatever, using this type of thing. And we also help you to get reviews for your book. We teach you how to build a review team. We build a page where you can offer your book for free for people so that they can review it. And that's an excellent way to make sure that your book is successful. Because if you launch a book on Amazon, it has no reviews, it's very, very difficult to break through. But if it has 5-10 5-star reviews, then you can actually start to get some traction. I want to leave you with this, because I know you're hungry. I'm hungry. I'm dying. I took an Uber over here. I paid the guy extra. I'm like, please take me to McDonald's. I don't even care that it's McDonald's. I need something to eat before I get here. That's all I've eaten, a little Egg McMuffin. So I'm sure you're hungry too. You don't have to be Dale Carnegie to impact lives. Books are powerful even in the 21st century. You can pass on your wisdom, pass on your legacy, build your business using a book. And there's no better way to do it than partnering with Speak It to Book. So I'm going to be at that booth over there with the tablecloth that looks like it should be a banner, because it should be a banner, but I'm incapable of setting it up. And the little cards that you have on your seat that you're probably sitting down on accidentally, you can take those, and on the back you can write your information, and I will send you, probably by the end of the day, 5 free ebooks, actually 4, the fifth one's forthcoming, 4 free ebooks on how to launch your book, how to make it successful, how to get book endorsements. It's all listed there. And you'll also get the opportunity to get a 30-minute phone call with us, which we usually charge for, so that you can talk about your book with us and we can guide you through that process. So fill that out, leave it at the booth for me, and I'll make sure to take care of you guys. And if you just need a vent, my wife is telling me I need to practice my active listening skills, so I'm here for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Giovanni. That was amazing.